TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, among others. They'll do all of that, so you can do literally anything else. You have better things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. Let TruGreen take care of all the hard work it takes to get a great lawn, while you take care of everything else on your to-do list. Get started today by visiting TruGreen.com. Because we all love a beautiful lawn, but not all the work that it takes to maintain it. So, you do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed. You can trust TruGreen to give you the best lawn because they're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. Visit TruGreen.com today. That's TruGreen.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking First Cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's Wells Fargo Championship. Joining me to break it all down, it's Greg Ducharme. And Greg, we're coming down the home stretch here, bud. Good to see you.
Yes, we are. Good to see you too again, Rick. Fired up. Today was such a cool day. Quail Hollow shined again, but some of the golf that was played near the top of this leaderboard, really throughout the day, was top notch.
Well, stellar stuff. Let's not waste any more time and jump right into it, because the morning wave showed the blueprint. Victor Hovland fires a 66. That's five under par. His best round of the week. It was vintage Victor. He was, let's see here, inside the top. Oh, boy. He was 14th off the tee, 11th on approach, 7th around the green, 28th with the putter. Victor had it all going today.
Yes, the short game was really impressive. I mean, when I see those numbers out of Victor, 14th off the tee, 11th approaching the green, it doesn't catch my eye, right? That's what we expect out of him. Yep. But when he's able to, perform the way he did around the greens, four or five scrambling, hold a chip shot there, well, maybe at eight, had a couple of really nice up and downs. Even some for birdie on the par fives. So his touch around the greens was exquisite today. And probably left a few out there, but a really good round for him.
Really good round altogether. He'll try to continue to move up the leaderboard. 22 spots is what he did on Saturday, now in a tie for 16th at 7 under. Unfortunately, that is 9 shots off the pace. Corey Connors is next. 70 on Thursday, 69 on Friday, 66 here on Saturday. He had two separate spurts where he birdied consecutive holes, 10 and 11, 14 and 15. Only one square on the scorecard. That was the par 3, 13th. But Corey Connors moved himself into the top 10 after round 3.
14 was one of the few iron shots he missed all day. Missed it out to the right, wasn't able to get it up and down, but he really had it on a string with the irons. It was kind of very similar to Victor Hovland, vintage Corey Connors. He shoots 66, making only 60 feet of putts. So it was some really good stuff out of him today, really tidy tee to green. And it was fun to watch. And, you know, this is one of those rounds where early on, as I'm watching, I'm thinking, okay, this is what happens here, right? The early guys like Victor and Corey and Woodland and Fowler, they start moving up, and maybe we'll get a stall near the top of the leaderboard. And these guys have played themselves right into the tournament. But like you said, with Victor, unfortunately, not the case.
Yeah, it went through 18 a little bit early on Saturday for some of these guys. Corey Connors second in the field in strokes gained approach. So we've gotten a couple of vintage performances already. A T20 after 54 holes for Ricky Fowler, thanks to a second consecutive 68. This featured what Tommy Fleetwood did on Thursday, I believe. Birdies on both 17 and 18, a very rare feat. And that also includes birdieing 15. So he played the last four in three under.
Ricky Fowler.
Yeah. That just makes me want to bob my head aggressively.
It makes me want to run through a wall.
Ricky hit the ball so good today. I mean, so good. And couldn't get any. This is the worst score he could have shot. The worst score he could have shot. He was stuffing it in there. He hit it inside of 12 feet. It must have been eight times. I mean, it was an incredible round of golf from him. Well, at least with his irons. He did, you know, he hit it right on number seven, had to take a drop, and then stuffed it to save par on his fourth shot. But that was kind of the theme of the day. He was stuffing it in there. And for the entire front nine, where he made all pars, he didn't get anything to fall. And then on the back nine, he took advantage of some of the holes he should. And hit some sweet shots on 17, and the one on 18 was so good too. So yeah, Ricky's swinging really well. It's just he didn't get anything out of it today.
There was a moment on Saturday. It was earlier. The leaders were kind of just getting started, where there were 11 golfers tied for first. 11 golfers tied for first. One of them, maybe the most surprising, was Brendan Todd, who
yes,
pars his first six and then engages beast mode, eagles seven, birdies eight, birdies nine, birdies 10. That's five under in four holes. He made bogey on 13, same thing Corey Connors did, but got two more back at 14 and 15. It was a 65, six under par. He moves into the top 10. He's in a solo eighth.
This was absolutely incredible what Brendan Todd did today. And I'm trying to pull this up right now. You know, I love these leaderboards. This is the driving distance and all drives. And Brendan Todd has got to be, yeah, he's one, two, three, they're fifth from last. Okay. He's averaging in all drives 285 yards off the tee. Now, the reason why this is what he does, right? You know, he's not very long, but he's in tied eighth. You look up the board, Corey Connors averaged 304 yards off the tee today on all drives and is 41st in the category. Okay. Now, Brendan Todd's 15 yards behind him. Think about what Rory McIlroy led at 329 today. He is just playing a completely different golf course and hit the ball really well. But the recipe for Brendan Todd is exactly what he did today, right? We said vintage with Corey Connors, vintage with Victor Hovland. Well, this is vintage for Brendan Todd. You just don't expect to see it here. Right. But he hits 12 of 14 fairways. Okay, he is routinely one of the most accurate players on the PGA Tour, routinely one of the best putters. He was fifth in strokes gained putting today. So he put the ball in play, hit some really quality iron shots, and filled it up on the greens. Made 103 feet of putts made for him today.
Yeah, splendid stuff. We talked about it earlier in the week. While this golf course is going to reward, likely to reward distance, it's not going to be all the distance guys. Brendan Todd inserting himself for the short hitters. We'll turn our attention to the leaders and the afternoon wave, and we'll look at the odds board heading into the final 18 holes. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And we're back. A second consecutive 66, 5 under par for Harris English, round three, bogey free. And Greg, he is inside the top five heading into the final round, and he's starting to play a little bit better golf again. T13th is Zurich. That's a team event, obviously, but he made the cut T63 at RBC Heritage, T43 at the Masters. If you remember earlier this year, he had the runner-up finish at API and the T12 at Genesis. He went through a pretty prolonged slump that prior to that, and I'm fairly certain all of that, or at least most of it, was injury-related, but when he was healthy 2 years ago and well-rounded and contending often, I mean, we're not back to that golfer yet, but it's good to see signs that he's playing well again.
Absolutely. And look, Harris English has, through those injuries, and even, you know, before that period you reference where he started winning on tour again, when he really lost his game, he maintained his ability on and around the greens, right? His short game and putting carried him, and the ball striking left him completely. Then when he started playing well again, that ball striking level elevated up to the short game. But, you know, there wasn't any regression in the short game and the putting. It was all that's why he was a well-rounded player. He lost the ball striking again recently, like you said, injury related. And now today you see a guy who's sixth approaching the green. It was really nice to see. And I saw a couple of shots that he's hit this week with the shot tracker, and the ball is going very straight. I know we don't have a lot of wind going on, but I saw him hit a shot on the par three fourth with 0 feet of curve. That's hard to do, but it looked really smooth. It looked really easy. And he's swinging much better and clearly feeling better. So it's been nice to see. I mean, he's gained strokes all 3 days so far approaching the green. That's a welcome sign for Harris English going forward.
10 under par. He is six off the lead, but only one out of third, which is obviously setting the stage for what we're about to talk about. But before we do that, Adam Scott, another guy good to see back in the mix here, right? This is 67, 68, 67, made a bunch of birdies, offset by two bogeys on Saturday. He made birdie on the very difficult 17th hole, but he gave it right back on 18. Adam Scott, you know, we were looking for him to start hitting it better. He is trying to play his way into a deep playoff run here. And I always love when these, you know, former number one players, these guys, like, get them in the heat of the battle again. I want to see how they react.
Well, you know, Adam Scott was a part of what made this day so cool to me. Because you're right, you have the heat of battle, but you have this beautiful, picture perfect day. A golf course that is in picture-perfect condition. And you have a couple guys near the top of the leaderboard with just picture-perfect golf swings. And Adam Scott's one of them. It's such a pleasure to watch him just swing the club.
This beautiful picture-perfect man.
I could have.
Picture-perfect course. That's where I thought you were going.
And, you know, he wasn't wearing tan or brown or anything today. Had a little color on.
Thank goodness he
right?
was not.
Yeah. But look, these statistics, they look really good. And you see he lost a very small number of strokes off the tee. But I think some of that had to do with his tee shot on 18 that went 35 yards.
Yeah, that'll right? do it.
So that was a tough one and ends up making bogey there. His tee shot obviously hit a tree very quickly. But other than that, he hit it much better today. We talked about him yesterday. I loved watching him scramble and maintain a solid round of golf, only hitting 8 greens. Although I think 4 of those greens he hit yesterday were inside of 12 feet, but only 8 in total. Today he hit 15. So it was a much, and he did knock a couple really close too. So a much better day tee to green for him. I thought a round like this would be enough to really put him in contention. And I don't know if it does. He's in third, which is great. He's right there in the mix. But we'll see. You know, he's going to need some help to win this thing tomorrow.
Five off the pace. Greg's not kidding. His tee shot, Adam Scott's tee shot on 18, went 35 yards. That lost him. That swing alone, he lost 1.09 strokes off the tee. So over a stroke off the tee without a penalty.
Right.
That's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's almost impossible. You like, have to hit it 35 yards.
Whiffing, right?
Yeah. You have to hit it like under 50 yards.
Yeah. That's, it's rare. But he did it today. And then, so he really, you know, the first 17 holes, he gains, you know, over a shot off the tee. He gains 1.3 approaching the green. He gains, you know, nearly a shot around the greens. Not as good as yesterday's performance, but and another shot putting. So it was a really, really solid day for him.
Okay, the big boys here. So Xander Schauffele, man, golf is hard. Shoot a 7-under 64, the second best round of the day, and lose ground to the guy that you're playing with. That's what happened to Xander Schauffele. We'll get to that other guy. But Xander goes out in 32. His big stretch was a birdie on 14, an eagle on 15, and another birdie on 16. This should have been the type of round, Greg, that vaults you into the lead and you never look back as a top 10 player in the world. It's not going to happen. He's still in the mix, but he's two off the pace.
Very much in the mix. But, you know, this was a really cool moment during this round, the birdie, eagle, birdie moment. Because one, you have the green mile ahead of you. I know 16 is part of the green mile, but the green mile's ahead of you. You got to take advantage of those holes anyway. And he does. But you're also in an absolute shootout on a golf course where it hasn't really been windy at all week, and it's played very difficult. And Xander said a couple days ago, I think it was after his opening round, that you know he had to hit a lot of really good shots to 30 feet because that's what you're shooting for. And all of a sudden, this just completely flips and completely turns into a shootout. And Xander doesn't really know that until Wyndham Clark, who he's playing with, starts doing what he's doing. And then he kicks it into gear. It was like he flipped a switch, which I thought was really cool to watch. And even the first stretch of three birdies, right? Seven, you should get. Eight, you should get. Seven, you should get. So he does on those and then hits a great shot into nine. And that makes for a really nice round. And then he adds the birdie at 10. Again, you should get. So he takes advantage of that middle stretch that you should. But kicking it into gear like that on, 14, 15, 16 is, that's top 10 player material.
Yeah, stellar stuff. 14 under par for the event. Two off the lead of Wyndham Clark, who we spoke at length about last night. And if you thought Xander's 7-under 64 was good, let me show you an 8-under bogey-free 63 from the penultimate group looking for your first career PGA Tour victory. That is what Wyndham Clark did today.
Yes, he did. And boy, I mean, does he pass? We'll use one of Patrick's lines. Does he pass the eye test? I mean, this was as pretty around a golf as you could ever see. You put him in a group with Xander Schauffele, and you have Adam Scott there in the mix too. And this is just beautiful golf swings on a beautiful golf course. And Wyndham Clark really fits that mold. This golf swing is so good. And this was probably the best he's ever hit it. Probably the best I've ever seen him hit it. And that iron play that clicked, I went back and looked. You know, his five best strokes gained approach weeks on the PGA Tour are all this year. Mm-hmm. And right now gaining 6.874 strokes, of obviously leading the field. That would be his best ever. So it just continues to pile on. Of course, we don't know what he's going to do tomorrow. But
we got to book this guy and say, what happened?
That would be, I mean, that would be the interview. We need a one question interview. Just what happened with your iron play?
What happened in La Jolla? What happened? I was there. Probably stayed at the same hotel. Everybody stays at that same hotel. I could have been that guy. I could have found something and now gained 6 strokes on the approach on the PGA Tour.
Yeah. By the way, I heard looking at that picture there with the putter.
Yeah.
That is, he was playing a practice round with Ricky Fowler and tried Ricky's putter and liked it and had one made.
Okay.
This is actually the first week that he used it.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better that I did not notice that outrageous grip previously.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he hasn't been using it for 6 months. And it's funny you say that because I was watching on the coverage and I saw Ricky's grip and I was like, oh, that's the same grip Wyndham has. But really, Wyndham got it from Ricky.
Yes. It was a copy. And Ricky got it from his caddy.
Right. Right.
You know, they're just like us, Rick. You pick something up, you like it, you get one. It's so funny.
Copycat league. Now, look at these two. Wyndham Clark, Xander Schauffele. That is 15 birdies and an eagle. Two bogeys, both Xander. Pff, guy stinks. 15 under par. That was a very, very enjoyable, just like back and forth birdie barrage.
They just didn't really miss shots. I mean, Xander had a couple out of, you know, fairway bunkers and missed a few. But when they put it in play, it always seemed like it was the best shot we've seen today.
Right.
You know, oh, well, that's the best we've seen in the last hour. But that was on, you could put that on repeat on the broadcast. You know, tricky hole locations, doesn't matter. They executed the shots. They took advantage of the conditions and they're in the final group. And, you know, this kind of performance, in a way, it ruined my prediction of this leaderboard kind of flipping where the early guys made up a lot of ground and the early guys held up their end of the bargain. The later guys didn't. They just way outperformed. This is just a stellar performance. And I hope they do it again tomorrow. I love watching these two battle it out. I hope they can keep each other motivated and press each other forward instead of hanging on.
Well, before we look at the odds board, let me just zoom out on this leaderboard a little bit. So we've got Wyndham Clark at 16 under par, Xander at 14, then a 3-shot gap at 11 to Adam Scott and Tyrrell Hatton. Then you've got Harris English, Tommy Fleetwood, Sung J.M. at 10. I imagine it, you know, I don't want to call it a match play situation. I don't want to call it a 2-horse race, but how realistic is it that someone not named Wyndham Clark and or Xander Schauffele wins this golf tournament?
I think it's unlikely, but not as unlikely as I would like, right? This should be very unlikely. But it's only two guys and you have some, you know, pretty good thoroughbreds behind them. And look, Wyndham Clark has not been in this position very often. And so look, if one of these two guys doesn't win the golf tournament, could you foresee a Wyndham Clark 73? Yeah. I don't think that would surprise a lot of people. I mean, after watching him play today, it would be surprising, but we know what a night's sleep can do to a golfer. Yeah. And now there's only one guy at 14 under. And does Xander go shoot even par or something? I mean, that could very easily happen. This is a hard golf course. So I think there is a possibility, but I'd like to think it's pretty unlikely.
Well, the odds makers are basically saying Wyndham Clark is even money here, plus 100, with Xander Schauffele at plus 165. The next shortest odds are Tyrrell Hatton's, 16-1. He is 5 off the lead. Adam Scott, also 5 off the lead, is 25-1. Sung J.M. at 30. So if you think there's a path to someone else, you can get a great value on it, but not sure how likely that might be.
Yeah. You know, Sungjae is kind of interesting to me. And I told you yesterday, I liked Adam Scott a lot.
Yeah, you did.
But here's the thing about Sungjae. you look at his stats, you go strokes gained. He lost nearly a shot approaching the green today, but led the field in proximity to the hole. So, you know, what happens is on 16, he hits it long left into the water. And that really hurts the strokes gain category, but there's still some real juice there. I think he's swinging better than 52nd with his irons right now. So that has my interest, and that's in the event that these two kind of fall off the wagon. So those would be the only other two, the only two guys that I would look to. Tyrrell Hatton, maybe a few too many splashes in the sand today. I'm not sure it's going to be his day tomorrow, although he has played really well. I would say the two guys I like are Scott and maybe M.
Well, I'll be playing the matchup market tomorrow, I think.
I think that's probably the proper way to go about it.
Because I don't think I'll be betting these two at plus 100 or 165, and then I don't think I'll be taking a crack on anybody else behind. But
could you call the real lead 14 under?
I mean, usually we reserve that for a guy who's never won before. Which is the case here. The problem is Wyndham's been so good for 4 months.
Right. And
I love him.
I know, me too. It's great to see. This is a stud who has been underperforming, in my opinion, for a long time. And now this is a stud who's performing. I mean, this is probably an optimal level for anybody. But this is more like the Wyndham Clark that I've expected to see over the past couple of years, given his skill set.
Well, this time tomorrow, we will know who the winner of the Wells Fargo Championship is, and we will be here to discuss that and all the ramifications that come from it. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
And it'll be you and I again, Greg.
Which I can't wait for. I still wish we got to hear Patrick's eye test take on Wyndham Clark.
We had to send Patrick on a sabbatical this week after hearing all these horrible eye test takes. We sent him to an eye doctor. That's why he's not on this.
Yes.
He's getting his eyes checked.
He needs it.
He needs it. Big thanks to producer Josh for all the hard work behind the scenes. Greg Ducharme available on Twitter at TheRealGFD. And you can find me at RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.